This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. In his most recent Family Man column for the magazine FYI, Southwest Michigan, Jeff Oddie says sometimes he feels slighted as a stay-at-home dad. The writer says compared to systemic gender inequality that women face, maybe he shouldn't complain. But Oddie says the condescension he feels from some moms is derived from the same tired gender stereotypes. Jeff Oddie, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Before we get into this specific column, let's back up and explain how you ended up writing the Family Man column for FYI.
Yeah, sure. So the publisher of FYI is Marie Lee, who also publishes Encore magazine around town, which has been around for, you know, like 100 years or something. So FYI is more recent. We just started doing FYI in September. I should also say, I guess, that my wife, Tiffany Fitzgerald, is the editor, or was the editor until like last week of FYI. So I kind of had like an in. I had an in for FYI. So I don't remember whether it was Marie or my wife who asked me if I wanted to write that, or if I volunteered to write Family Man. But I've been a columnist before for other magazines, and it sounded like something I wanted to do. I have been, you know, a stay-at-home dad more or less for like 3, almost 4 years.
Which is how old your son is?
Yeah, my younger son is going to be 4 in September. So I've been kind of more or less a stay-at-home dad since he's been born, or at least like the primary caretaking parent. So yeah, it just sounded like something that would be fun to write.
Is it still rare in your experience when you're around town to find another father who is a stay-at-home dad?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't see a lot of them. It's not like I'm looking, you know, when I'm like going around town or whatever. You know, like, how if you buy a new car, then all of a sudden you see that model of car everywhere. Like, I don't necessarily do that with dads, but I feel like I don't see a lot of them. Like when I'm at playgrounds and stuff, or just doing the things that you do when you have a small child to like keep them entertained. I don't see a lot of like lone dads roaming around out there.
So did you come up with the term mom descended?
I did. Yeah, I came up with that one.
Explain what it means for the audience.
So the column that we're talking about is kind of about being, I guess, like patted on the head for like, oh, aren't you cute being a dad? I tell a couple of little anecdotes in the column about, you know, experiences I've had with women, you know, interacting with women as, you know, a father, like out and about with my young kid. And so the first one I talk about is the clerk at a gas station was like, oh, is mom at work today? And I was like, yeah, she is. But then I don't, like, it felt kind of icky, you know, like I'd been patronized, or the other term I coined is matronized, which I am also pretty proud of. So yeah, basically a portmanteau of condescending and mom descent and mom. Yes. Okay.
Now, I will stipulate here, I have been in some of these situations myself. As now I'm a working father. Obviously, I have a job, but sometimes I'm more free in the afternoon than my wife, who also works, so I'm somewhere with my kids. I've experienced some of these things, maybe not to the extent you describe them in the column, but I'm wondering, do you get the other side of this, which I've gotten sometimes, and I've heard other mothers and fathers talk about this, sort of the extra credit for being the dad who shows up at something, and you're sort of almost, you know, a godlike figure because you took time out of your day to do the same thing that the moms are doing, many of whom are working as well, but you're the dad and you showed up. Does that come into play as well?
Yeah, right. Like the old, like, dad doesn't come to your baseball games kind of thing. Yeah. So if you're a dad who comes to the baseball game, then you get patted on the back. You know, I haven't been doing it long enough because my younger son is just, is just coming up on 4 now, so he hasn't really had like baseball games and school plays and stuff for me to go to yet. Drop him off at daycare. So I don't know, but it's funny that you say, you know, I have a job, and I also say, well, I'm in school, you know, I do some work, right? As if we're uncomfortable with just being like, I work too, you know, like I contribute things. I have an income, you know, like it's still important to us as men maybe to say, but I'm not just a dad or just a stay at home dad or just a housewife or whatever.
Well, let me ask you though, and I don't mean to touch a nerve here, but I guess I wonder if maybe some of the comments you hear from women, other dads may hear them, and maybe they don't resonate in the same way, because it's like, yeah, I'm a dad, but tomorrow I'm going to go to work. And so I'm wondering, you know, do you ever wonder yourself if maybe you're a little more attuned to some of the things people say because you are the primary caregiver to this to your son.
Yeah, or maybe, I mean, maybe the more important aspect of it is not the primary income provider, which is sort of the role that is expected of you, maybe even today as you know, a man in a family or a husband or a father is to bring home the bacon, or which is what my wife does. My wife is the bacon bringer. Like, I feel pretty comfortable in the arrangement that I have with my wife. I feel like it's more important to her to be an income provider than it is to me. And I, you know, I really enjoy like hanging out with my kids. And like this sort of day-to-day grind of like keeping them entertained, you know what I mean? Like, I think that I enjoy that more than she does, which is certainly not to disparage her in any way. But maybe there is, you know, maybe there is some kind of, you know, discomfort in not occupying the traditional role, or, you know, that kind of thing that you wonder like, oh, what do people think of me? You know what I mean? Like, I feel comfortable with it, but I don't know. I kind of wonder, I guess, like, what do other people think of me?
Now, you do note in your column that there are lots of things that women can rightly point to as sort of systemic gender bias in our society that, as you say, are probably worse than what you've encountered with perhaps some moms being rude to you on the playground or somewhere else. So why did you decide this was still worth writing about?
You know, one, because I just have to think up things to write about.
You know,
so like this is a thing that happened to me that I've talked about, you know, with my wife, and it seemed like something I funny to write about. But I guess also because I guess whatever condescension like I experience from moms, which like I should say has really been like pretty limited. It's not like this is something I encounter on a daily basis. Like every time I go to the gas station with my son or something, I get, you know, condescended. So it's been a thing that's happened to me a few times and it's been annoying. But I think that the root of it is, you know, is the same sort of attitudes that play into gender bias and sexism. You know, women have to tolerate daily experiences that I just don't have to tolerate. It came up just the other day with my wife that, you know, I walked to like across downtown to a restaurant or something at night and just didn't even think about it and did that alone. And it didn't even occur to me not to do that. And that's a thing that my wife would just never do. You know, she would never walk across downtown in the dark by herself. And that's a, you know, that's an experience that I just, like, it doesn't even occur to me to think about, which, and it's something that she deals with every day. So I certainly, you know, I don't want to, like, come off here like one of these guys where I'm like, oh, reverse sexism, because I don't think it works that way. I guess like what I'm saying is that it, you know, it comes from the same sort of tired gender attitudes that, I don't know, you know, maybe someday we can get over it.
But you like being the guy who's with the kids more often than your wife.
I do. Yeah, I really enjoy it. there's a part of me that is childish, that I just like doing kid stuff. You know, I like playing on playgrounds and flying kites. I'm like the type of guy who, like, I'm just not that embarrassed to, like, be playing on a playground as a grown man, which my wife is. My wife would never play on a playground, at least not in front of other people. Maybe she would do that by herself.
So I'm not sure when people will hear this, but we are speaking between Mother's Day and Father's Day. And is that perhaps appropriate? Because perhaps what you're getting at in this particular column is that we as a society are still, in some ways, stuck in these traditional ideas of gender and the pace that we're moving towards, perhaps accepting that a dad can cook dinner and mom can coach baseball. The pace is still pretty slow in getting there.
Yeah, I think that's true. I definitely, you know, things have changed since I was a kid, I think. Those roles are less cemented than they used to be. But, you know, like you hear, there's still a huge wage gap. You know, women, depending on where you live, on average earn 75% of what men do in similar positions. And, you know, there is that whole, like we were talking about earlier, getting catcalled or just general street harassment or a lot of things that women have to deal with. And there is, I think, a persistent attitude in the world of, like, or at least in America, of like, this is the job of women, you know, and this is the job of men. And I think those roles are, you know, less defined than they used to be, but there's still that expectation there. You know, I consider myself a feminist, and I want to, like, put my money where my mouth is on that. You know, like, for example, my wife and I have a daughter on the way.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Who's due in August. And our daughter will have my wife's last name instead of mine. That was, like, kind of the agreement we came to about last names. Like, my son has my last name. And we're like, well, if we ever have a daughter, then she'll have your last name. I guess, like, I thought that was weird at first, but the more I think about it, the more I like it, the more I'm excited about that idea. And also, the trade-off is I get to pick her middle name, which I'm pretty excited about. And that's going to be awesome.
Jeff Oddie, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Jeff Oddie writes the Family Man column for the magazine FYI Southwest Michigan. A link to his most recent column, I've Been Mom Descended, can be found at WMUK.org. You can find links with more information as well as archived programs of West Southwest at WMUK.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.